South Florida will find out soon if it has another Super Bowl in its future. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. And South Florida is a finalist to host the 50th edition of Pro Football's Biggest Game. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton tells us, a renovated stadium costing hundreds of millions of dollars may be the key to the region getting the bid.
South Florida is in competition with San Francisco to host Super Bowl 50 in 2016. If that bid fails, the National Football League announced yesterday the runner-up for that historic 50th will vie against Houston for Super Bowl 51 in 2017. But there's a catch. For South Florida to come out on top, it's reportedly going to take $225 million in renovations to Sun Life Stadium. The Dolphins have said a partial roof is a major upgrade needed to make it happen, but the team's application to host the game did not mention any potential renovations. NFL owners will vote on the host city for 2016 in May. South Florida has hosted 10 Super Bowls. That's more than any other location. The last was in 2010. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Some good news for Broward teachers. They appear to be in line to receive a modest raise at least this year. This comes after 4 years without any pay increases. An agreement between the school board and Broward Teachers Union calls for all teachers to receive a 2% raise. The plan would also provide bonus money for newer teachers towards the bottom of the pay scale. It still has to be approved by the board and the membership of the teachers union. The raises would go into effect in January, costing the district $10 million this year and $18 million going forward. In state news, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is in a battle with the state legislature over $300 million in settlement money intended to help homeowners. In her budget request this week, Bondi did not ask for spending approval from them over the state's share of a national $25 billion settlement with five of the nation's largest mortgage lenders agreed upon earlier this year. Legislative leaders have maintained that they would okay any proposal first, but Bondi's office insists that legislators have no say. A federal appeals court won't quickly review a challenge to Florida's plan to purge almost 200 non-citizens voters from the rolls. The decision yesterday will leave the legal fight for after Election Day. In a lower court ruling, two federal judges in Florida ruled that the planned purge of 198 non-citizens can go forward despite claims that it violates federal law against removing voters within 90 days of an election. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says immigration reform is vital to the health of the state's agriculture industry. As Gina Jordan reports from Tallahassee, Putnam is concerned the U.S. is losing business to developing countries with different standards for hiring farm workers.
Adam Putnam told the Economic Club of Florida the answer could be as simple as a temporary guest worker program.
We need a smart immigration policy that secures for this country a stable legal workforce across the spectrum of workforce needs. Where our economy has gaps, and we had gaps when we had a 4% unemployment rate, and we have gaps at an 8% unemployment rate.
Putnam says if the U.S. doesn't want to rely on other countries for food, it has to support a system that employs workers from around the world. He said that's especially important for Florida, since two-thirds of the state's acreage is used for agriculture. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.